So we're doing something different today. We've got about 3 minutes for an audio post. I don't know if we're going to use all 3 minutes. We're just going to talk off the top of our heads. And I don't mean to speak in the third person. I'll start with something weird that happened the other day. I pulled into my garage, and the door between the door into the house opened. And nobody opened it. And you could say, well, you know, it was the pressure or the wind or whatever. But something tells me it was my father. Now, I could be wrong. You know, in July, it'll be 5 years since Dad died. And that still throws me. I think about how it's changed me, and it reminds me that I made a pledge after he died to really talk to the people that are important to let them know, to tell them how I feel. And I've done that in a lot of cases. In some cases, there's a need to go get dinner, need to spend some one-on-one time. If you suddenly disappeared and we haven't had that conversation, well, we will, sooner or later, you know, if it's important. Because I've got a particular set of skills. I'm very good at finding people. I'm good at knocking down walls. I'm also good at ignoring others and not paying attention. You know, there are not too many things or too many people that I chase. But those that are important, it's worth the effort. And, you know, I thought about it again, some of this with some of the chaos that came out of the Michigan State University shooting. They're always scary, these shootings. They're always disturbing, but it's always worse when you've got family members that are involved. And to me, it was just a reminder again that life can spin on a dime. And it's really important to take the time to talk to the people that you care most about and to make sure that they know it. And I've been pretty good about that, but I think there are a few conversations that still have to be had. And also, frankly, as I approach another birthday, still a ways off, but coming closer and closer to my mid-50s, it just reminds me again that don't know how much time we have. So you better start living now. If you're not, you better take the time. You better go grab those people, even those who disappear, and tell them what you think, what you feel, and what you want. And, you know, could be big, could be just as simple as saying, hey, I want to spend time with you. But you better talk. And that's the goal. So that's all I got. Hope you're having a good evening.